is that it has been negotiated and drafted by the city. The second is that the rates are 10 times what the FCC is attempting to impose on jurisdictions like the city of Portland. And the third is that we have been able to bump up the franchise fee and the lease fee. Now, that is no solace for someone that looks at this in the context of an experiment on public health and shifting the cost to our local community. But the net effect of us not embracing and accepting the terms which have been negotiated that are before us is we will likely get a substantially less attractive deal rammed down our throat. That's why we're caught between a rock and a hard place. And for that reason, and with the same reservations that my colleagues have expressed, I vote aye.
Hardesty?
We've heard a lot about the health impacts, the environmental impact, and I'm still very unsure about how low-income communities and communities of color will see any benefit from this new technology. While the FCC rules are clear, and I'm grateful to PDOT and Commissioner Udaly's staff for working out an extremely better deal than the minimum that is required by the FCC, I have an obligation to vote my conscience, and my conscience says I vote no.
Udaly.
Well, I want to thank PBOC staff, Noah Siegel and Ann Hill, as well as City Attorney Maya Haim and Elizabeth Perez from the Mayor's Office for their work on this item. I share my colleagues' regrets and concerns. I think that Commissioner Fish adequately summed up the position we're in, the decision that we're making today. It's unfortunate that we are often in the position of having to protect our community from our own federal government, that we're not able to devote our time to advancing and furthering the good work that we need to get done. But in this instance, I do feel that this better protects our interests, and I vote aye.
Wheeler.
The moral and philosophical questions which were raised today are certainly thought-provoking, and they are worthy of continued discussion. And I'm sorry I always have to be the guy holding the timer and telling people to stop, but I assure you I took a lot of notes, and I'll be doing a lot of research based on what was said today. I also want to take the pragmatic view on this particular item. This item renews AT&T's authority to use the public right-of-way to serve Portland residents. This negotiated outcome comes in the midst of the national discussion around the rollout of 5G and this pressing question about the federal government's right to lay claim to public right-of-way and public infrastructure for which the taxpayers of this jurisdiction have paid literally billions of dollars over the years and hundreds of millions of dollars to maintain. And it has been the city of Portland's position, our strong position, that that is our infrastructure, that our residents and taxpayers own it, and that we get to establish the standards and the rates by which we rent that infrastructure to private sector companies. And so I'm pleased with the work that has been done by city staff on this to help negotiate what I think was a fair settlement even before we got into this conversation about the FCC and this question of local control. I want to thank everybody who worked so hard on this. I want to particularly thank the Transportation Bureau, Ann Hill from PBOT, Elizabeth Perez, who's here today representing the Office of Community Technology, and others who worked so hard on this. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. And with regard to item 2,